This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Newt Gingrich still thinks he'll be the eventual nominee, but maybe not in Iowa. Following the GOP candidates on their journey to the first primary vote, it's Friday, December 23rd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. John Hockenberry is out this morning. The presidential candidates have been busy in the Midwest this week, trying to shake those last few hands, smile for the last few pictures before the holiday break. We're going to tell you whose message is actually resonating with Iowa voters. And have Americans become more isolated? Are we a lonelier country? A scientific definition of lonesome later this hour. But the day has arrived, the big day. For a month, you've sent in your holiday lyrics to us, and we've collected them all. We're going to play more of that new Takeaway holiday classic produced by our staff at the end of this hour. But first, let's check in on our headlines this morning. A pair of deadly suicide bombings rocked Syria's capital of Damascus this morning. State television there reports 30 people, mostly civilians, died in that attack. The Syrian government believes Al-Qaeda terrorists are responsible. Congressional leaders have agreed to pass a short-term extension on the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits. House Republicans rejected an almost identical deal on Tuesday, but then agreed to the two-month extension after facing pressure from members of their own party. In a late news conference yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner says he wants to make sure working Americans don't face a tax hike on January 1st.
We will ask the House and Senate to approve this agreement by unanimous consent before Christmas.
President Obama applauded that deal. He'll stay in Washington to sign it before flying to Hawaii for the holiday weekend. That tax cut impacts 160 million Americans. Meanwhile, in Prague, more than 1,000 mourners attend a funeral for the former Czech president Václav Havel. The leader brought an end to decades of communist rule in that country. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron were all in attendance. Havel died Sunday at the age of 75. Federal regulators have approved a nuclear reactor design, a new one that could clear the way for the first nuclear plant to be built in the U.S. in more than 30 years. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says this design can withstand damage from a plane crash without significant release of radioactive material. That's being seen as a major step forward for utility companies in Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas, where they're all considering the construction of new plants. Hospital officials in California say thousands of nurses who staged a strike yesterday will not be allowed to return to work today. The California Nurses Association picketed to dispute health care costs, staffing levels, and sick leave. Steve O'Brien is a hospital administrator at Alta Bates Summit Medical Center in Oakland, California. He says the costs have to be brought under control.
With 2,000 nurses, they are by far our largest ongoing expense. So we cannot not look at the nurses' salary and their benefits as part of our answer to the overall solution.
But Mary Bailey, a nurse at Long Beach Memorial Hospital, says nurses had no other choice but to strike.
The strike is very difficult, but at what point do you have to take a stand for our patients? We are the last defense between a patient's outcome and the bottom line for the hospital.
Nine hospitals in San Francisco and Los Angeles brought in replacement nurses. And the State Department is offering a $10 million reward for the capture of an alleged Al-Qaeda financier. Officials believe Yasin al-Suri has moved thousands of dollars and recruits from Iran to Pakistan and Afghanistan. They say he's currently living in Iran. Checking the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, but Wall Street futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,169, the S&P at 1254, the Nasdaq at 2266. Well, the Iowa caucus is now less than 2 weeks away, and the Republican presidential candidates are doing just about everything they can to try and get more voters. And we want to know, have you changed your mind lately about any of the candidates? Jim writes at Facebook, Ron Paul is a different kind of politician. Maybe that's what we really need right now. We keep throwing the same kind of fix at our problems. We expect a different outcome. Let us know, have you changed your mind on any of the candidates? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or write to us at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.